And if Hashem, after share this, the judgments that will materialize and will, if Hashem, be able to partake. We saw in the Mishnah three cases of Chilukei Hatzaos. And the third case of the second case of the Mishnah was Hayodea Ikur Shabbos, V'atza Melachos Habi B'Shabbos Habi, Chayev Al Kol Shabbos B'Shabbos. That case is what the Gemara refers to as Sigigat Shabbos, the Zadon Melachos. He knows that the Melachos are Atza. He just doesn't know that the day is Shabbos. So in that case, there's a chiyuv for each Shabbos, not for each Melacha, but not just one for all the Melachos, but one for each Shabbos. So let's look again at what Rashi has to say in the whole discussion here in Tosfos. Rashi says, "Hayodea shehu Shabbos for us a Melachos Habei, shelo yada sha Melachos Tarau Asuros, v'atzom kama pa'amim v'kama Shabbosos." He didn't know. I'm sorry. I'm the wrong grammatical. Hayodea Ikur Shabbos. Sheyesh Shabbos b'Torah. V'netru b'melachos. V'asa melachos habi v'shabbosos habi ayidei shigigat Shabbos. Sheshachach sheshabbos hayom. Midiktani seifa hayodea shehu Shabbos. Since the third case says he knew it's Shabbos, mechal v'reisha b'te'en yodea shehu Shabbos. So that implies that the case earlier is he didn't know it's Shabbos. V'asa melachos habi v'shabbosos habi v'inyin zeh. So he didn't have an awareness in between one Shabbos and the next that he had done the Aveira of Chil Shabbos. The din is Chayiv al Kol Shabbos v'Shabbos Chatos Achas v'Chol Shabbos. There's a Chiyuv for each Shabbos one carbon. V'Apapi Shelo Noda Lo Bintayim V'Helem Echadu. Even though he didn't know in between that he had done an Aveira, so apparently you have situation, a person did many averos without knowing it, and that should therefore warrant only one carbon. That's a Mishnah in Krisus, that a person eats a kezayit chelev and doesn't know he did an avera, and then again without knowing that he had done an avera, eats another kezayit chelev, and then he finds out after the second kezayit that he had done the two averos, he only brings one carbon. So here as well, there was no point in between that he discovered his mistake. Nevertheless, Aminan Yam Shemein Taim Havdin Yediyah L'Chalek. Rashi describes this as a concept of the days in between constitute a Yediyah. That means, just like, for example, if a person eats a Kezayis Chelev and then he realizes that he did the Aver, and then he eats another Kezayis Chelev without realizing he was doing something wrong, and then how many kabbanas does he bring? Two. Because the idea in between the two, the ma'isachiyot, is mechalek, that you cannot use one carbon to pater both averos. So here we don't have a idea. He doesn't realize he did an avera. But we have the days in between constitute a idea lechalek. This expression that Rashi uses, the omission of the time having idea lechalek, is based on a Gemara in Krisus. The Gemara here in our parrot in Kol Gadol never uses that term. The Gemara here bases it on a pasuk. We'll see, right? We saw yesterday, we'll see in a minute, that the Rashi of the Gemara uses of Shmira L'chol Shabbos B'Shabbos. That's all the Gemara says in Kol Gadol. But in Krisus, the Gemara uses that expression that Rashi here uses. But here, Rashi goes beyond even the Gemara in Krisus. Rashi continues here. Rashi adds, "She'i efshes shelo shama b'intayim, she'osa yom hab yishabbos." It's impossible that he did not hear in between one Shabbos and the next that day was Shabbos. In other words, that which was not known to him certainly became known to him subsequently. Ela shelo nitzkalo b'melacha shenasuvo. In other words, he didn't realize that he did a melacha. What happened in between during those 6 days, between one Shabbos and the other? He realized that the day was Shabbos, which is what he did not know on that day when he did the melachah. But when he realized the day was Shabbos, it's not as if he realized, putting two and two together, that on that day which was Shabbat, he did an Aveira of Chilul Shabbat. That means he knows that Malachas are Asur. He knows that if a person does Malacha on Shabbat, then he's Chayav a Karpon Chatos. But he did not realize at the time that he discovered that it was Shabbat that day, he did not realize that he had done the Malacha. When he did the Malacha, he knew he was doing Malacha, not knowing it was Shabbat. When he discovered in the interim that it was Shabbos, he didn't realize that he had done a malacha, in which case he didn't realize that he had become chayav a carbon. But apparently, Rashi holds that the very fact that you have a yediyah on that which was not known to you, that thing that was a shgaga, that you didn't know it was Shabbos, that became known to you during the week. Rashi seems to be saying, is at least the way Tosis understands Rashi, that this qualifies as the idea as well in order to create two chiyuvim of carbon. Again, this chidush of Rashi does not appear in the Gemara. Nazir, not increases. What does appear increases, as we said, is yom shebein time have yediya lechalik. That means it is like a yediya. It doesn't say that it's e'ef shishilo shama. Not that there was a yediya. In fact, one of the kashas that the Tosus of Rush asks on Rashi, which Tosus here does not ask, is that the Rush in the Gemara is masma not like Rashi. Yom Shabbat time have yom yediyah, not that there is a yediyah. The fact that there are days in between, that constitutes like it would be a yediyah. But not that there was in fact a yediyah. Tosus, he doesn't ask that kashas. Rashi somehow reads all that into the Gemara. That there's a svara that it's clear that the person would have discovered that which was not known to him then. After all, what was the first shkaga? That which he didn't know was Shabbos. It was because of Shabbos. The highest yadrei deni veni, and that became known to him in between. Hilkach kol chadish Shabbos chadish shkaga he. Therefore, each Shabbos is its own shkaga, and there's a separate chiyuv for each Shabbos. That's one half of this halacha, that there's a chiyuv on each Shabbos as opposed to having just one chiyuv for all of the malachas of all the Shabbos. That's the main focus of what Tosis is going to address. Rashi there now goes on the other half. Meanwhile, what do you see also in this case? There's a chiyuv on each Shabbos, but there's not a chiyuv on what? On each malach. That's what Rashi goes on to say, in distinction to the last case of the Mishnah. Umiyo al habi malachos shebachol Shabbos lamachayev el chadar. On all the various malachos he did on that Shabbos, there's not going to be a chiyuv corresponding to the number of malachos he did, but it will simply be one for the entire Shabbos. Why is that? The kulah Shabbos chadash shgaga. Because the entire Shabbos, it's one shgaga. What was your mistake? You didn't know it's Shabbos. The halo shgaga malachos. That wasn't your lapse. It wasn't about the malachas. Your day was the malachas of Sulis. It was Shabbat through the Shabbat. So that half of Rashi that we just read, that was yesterday. That was what we discussed yesterday. That why is it that if your shkaga was one shkaga, the carbon is one, even though the aveira you did is many. You did many malachas. That was what we discussed yesterday, and why this is different than the case, for example, of Yom Kippur. That's what we discussed. Rarifas yesterday. But the first half of Rashi we have to discuss now. That is, the fact that there's a separate chi of each Shabbos. And why not say it's all Helenachat? After all, he never discovered in between the Yidan Avera. But the answer is, the Yom Mar Yidia Lechalik. And Rashi goes on to say that it's EF, so they did not discover that the day was Shabbos in between. As I mentioned, the Gemara later discusses this halach as well, the beginning of the Mishnah, and Samach Tes on the base. And Rashi also makes reference to this idea of Yom Shemitan Avin Dir Lachalik, although the Gemara doesn't use that expression. Take a look on the Samach Tes on the base in the Rashi Hachi Garcinan, right? The Gemara wants to know, you know, Hanimili. How do you know that in the case of the Yodei Ikus Shabbos, it's going to be a chiyuv for each Shabbos, as opposed to the case of Shocheach Ikus Shabbos, where there's only one karbon? The Gemara says, Trei Kroi Tzivi, B'shem U'Bnei Yisrael Esha Shabbos, U'Ksiv Es Shabbosai Tishmoru. So one place it says, Shabbos Lashon Yachid, B'shamru on one Shabbos, and one place it says Shabshosai Tishmoru Halketzad. B'shamru Nei Yisrael Te Shabbos Shmir Achat V'Shabbat V'Tarbei. The Shabshosai Tishmoru Shmir Achat V'Chol Shabbos V'Shabbos. The Gemara tries to say maybe the other way around. It says Rashi, Dikra Kama Chodesh Shabbos Sudachasi. The first pasuk mentions one Shabbos. Masma She'enu Ma'afid Ela Ala Achat. The Hachak Sibet Shabshosai, which is Russian Rabbi, Makulu Kati, that the Torah is Makbid about all the Shabbats. As what? The Lomisoran Ela, the Chachamim, the Hodion, Misvara, Hai Beshochach, Iker Shabbos, the Chodesh Gavihi, the Hai Beshochach, Shehayom Shabbos, Abyadeh Iker Shabbos. The Ikal of Neymar, Yom Shabbat Tayyim, Havyam Yibiyah Lechalik. Rashi says something interesting. Having the two psukim now, the Chachamim are the ones that are going to determine which pasuk relates to what case. It's like the Torah now allows the Chachamim to make this determination. And that determination is based on the Svara, that the Shocheach Iker Shabbos, there's one Shkaga. And by Shocheach Shayom Shabbos, where there's a separate Shkaga. And here you have the svar of Yom Shabbatayim having a dilachal. Rashi again introduces that svar, and that's again the Lashon of Gemara Krisus as well. Says Tosfos. Kirish Bekuntris, Apa Pishavo Nodalo Bintayim, Aminam Yom Shabbatayim having a dilachal. Sheev Shishelo Shama Bintayim, Shosar Yom Shabbos Haya. It's impossible they didn't realize in between one Shabbos and the next that one day, that last day was Shabbos. Elisha Oniska ben Melachos, the Kasher of Rav Eliezer. Rav Eliezer is one of the Bali Tosfos, the Ravon. The Tosfos Rosh says it's the Ravon. What did he ask? The Amar B'Gemar. Kasher B'Tochan K'Gogeres B'Shigat Shabbos B'Zodan Melachos. The Chazar B'Kasher B'Tochan K'Gogeres. The Zagan Shabbos, the Shigas Melacha. The Shir for the Melacha, Shir and Chiyana, is a Shir of Gogeret. So that's enough to Mechai Bekarben Chattis. You have a situation of a person who does a Melacha of Shira and Melacha of Chiyana, according to the Shir that would trigger a Chiy of Karban. And he did it once with a Shigas Shabbos. In other words, he knew at the time that the melachos that he was doing were asar on Shabbos, it's zadon melachos, but he didn't realize that the day was Shabbos, and he did this melacha. And if he does two melachos in the case of shigas Shabbos, how many kabbanos is he chayiv? What? So based on this first scenario, there's a chiyuv karban chatas for the two melachos, one karban, and then subsequently the chazar, the katsar, the tachan, kigvogeres. Again, he did the two malachos of Tzira and Chinah, according to the Shir. The Zadon Shabbos, the Shigat malachos. Later on, he was aware of Shabbos. He obviously became aware in between, right? But now, when he did the second set of Tzira and Chinah, he suddenly forgot that these malachos are us. So the Gemara says, and then what happened? He suddenly realized that he had done the Tzira Tchina of Shigigat Shabbos, right? And then he realized that he had done the Tzira Tchina, the subsequent Tzira Tchina of Shigat Melachos. Again, he did Tzira Tchina knowing that there are Melachos that are Asar on Shabbos, but he didn't know it was Shabbos. And then subsequently, he did again Tzira Tchina. This time, he was aware that it was Shabbos, but he didn't realize that these are Melachos that are Asar on Shabbos. And now he found out that he did the Ksira Tchina of Shigat Shabbat, which mechayed him in one karbat. So Rava says there that Tzira goreres Tzira, Utchina goreres Tchina. That, what does it mean? The Ksira that he's now chay, the karbat that he's chay for the first Ksira, which is really one karbat for both, Ksira and Tchina, that is going to also atone for the subsequent Ksira. And he won't have to bring a separate carbon for the second ksira of later on, which was done to Shigas Melachos. And same thing is the same carbon, which is the carbon for the tchina as well. After all, it's all one carbon for the Shigas Shabbos. whatever the malachas were. So again, that's going to cover him for the malacha tchina that he did later, the shiggas malacha. So all he has to do is bring the one carbon for the shiggas Shabbos, which is all the malachas that go under shiggas Shabbos, and that covers him for the later chiyuv as well. That's what it says later. Why is that? Tirsh ve'enu chayiv ela ach. Now, why is that? Apparently, as Rashi was putting in Rashi there, this is viewed as the averus being done. The hell nachas. There's nothing in between. Now, when did the second Sefirot Chinah happen? Did it happen a week later? Did it happen the same Shabbos? Tosis, it has to be that it happened the same Shabbos. So, b'Shabbos achas ayru. The b'shtei Shabbosos hayichai shtayim. The yom shabbein chayim having yediyah l'chalek. If you had days in between, then automatically there'd be a new chiyuv for the next Shabbos, right? Shigat Shabbos, and then next week another chiyuv, totally new chiyuv. That's the din of b'shtei Shabbosos. So what do you see? Alma says Tosus Apapisha no daro kodem tzirach rona she osa yom shabbosu the habizadon shabbos katsa betachat. The second tzirot china was done and he said bizadon shabbos b'shtigas malachos. So what changed in terms of his mindset? He became aware of the fact that it was shabbos. He forgot subsequently that the malachos were asa, but he became aware of that which he was not aware of before the first time he did tzirot china. So what do you see? Even though that which he did not know became known to him, nevertheless, the second time he does the malacha, he doesn't have to bring a new carbon. There was a yedi in between. That which he didn't know, now he knows. So why is there no new chiyuv? Why not say that the yedi in between is mechalek, just like we have over here in Rashi? He did the second time with Zadon Shabbos. He became aware of Shabbos. And it's called like he did all these malachos to Helam Echad with one forgetting, without being aware in between. And why is that? He became aware of the fact that it was Shabbos. The answer is Kevin Shilo Noda Lo Shachat. Because after all, he didn't know that it was that he did an avera, so he sabbath on melacha mutaret. Since bottom line is he still didn't know that he did an avera, because now where he think where he's at right now, the second time, he still doesn't know he's chayev any carbon from before. So what do you see that to have a yediyah lechalek? What type of a yediyah do you need? A yediyah of the chayt to know that you sin, not just yediyah on that which you didn't have before. You have to have a yediyah sachet, and that's the pasuk Tosfos quotes. Oh, hodei lavcha tosso. That's machayev you in a carbon, and that's why you can't mitzareid at that point when you know you were chotei. You can't mitzareid the mitzah avera from before with the mitzah avera later to be pater with one carbon. Oh, hodei lavcha tosso. Shia lo yediyah sachet. So this is one kasha Tosfos has on Rashi, because Rashi here seems to say otherwise. Rashi seems to say that what is the pshat here? That you're chayev on each Shabbos, because in between one Shabbos and the other, you became aware of the fact that it was Shabbos, but you forgot that you had done a malacha. So Tosfos will say, but if you forgot you did a malacha, then obviously that idea has not given you awareness that you are a chote. You don't have idea today. So what good is it to have a idea that now it's Shabbos? Over there as well, you have the idea on that which you didn't know before. You didn't know it was Shabbos, and now later on you know it's Shabbos. But Lamaisa, you don't know that you were sinning because now you think more of a Samutah. So who is it over here? Now you know that you were, that it's Shabbos. Yeah, but you don't know you did an Aveira. Tosis Kash. Yeah.
Do we have to take a photo that the person in question here? And second, you remember the moment you realize that Shabbat, that it was Shabbat, you also forgot at that same moment that the Malachim were up there, that the two thoughts were never in his head simultaneously.
That seems to be the case, right? When you knew the Melachos La'aser, you didn't know it was Shabbos. And when you knew it was Shabbos, you didn't know the Melachos La'aser. Clearly, one, right? Each time there was some, you know, you had a different mindset. Yeah. Yeah, but we have no way to know that. Yeah, but it doesn't say it's talking about that case. You know, it says clearly in that case, seals about in other words, that no matter what, this is the rule. The rule is you just need to bring one carbon from before. It doesn't say we're talking one case versus the other. Right, but in other words, according to Rashi, you could very well, Rachel, you have, according to Rashi, a idea in between. You have the idea of that which you didn't have before. Why should that be sufficient to create a nuclear carbon layer? No, that's just a question, Rashi. What else does Tosa say? Let's take the next kasha also together. Va'ori Shariva, another kasha. The Gemara Makina La Mikra. The Gemara learns this out of a pasuk, this idea that you chayav in each Shabbos. Pasuk of the Shem of Neir to the Shabbos, except those at the Shmolu, whichever pasuk refers to Kol Shabbos to Shabbos. The Ikad appears for Kundus, Che E Epsha Shalom Noda Lo Lamal and Karat. There's a basic halachi here of a Yediyah Lechalek. What do you need a pasuk? Nekosanet, the third kasha is going to get us into whole Sugi increases. So let's leave here for a second. Let's see if we can understand what would Rashi say in response to Tosef's first kasha. So already the Ramban, right? Ramban points out that there's a difference here between the cases. Not exactly identical. Tosis lumps the two cases together. The case over here, where in between one Shabbos and the other, you realize that it was Shabbos. You had to realize between one Shabbos and the other. But you didn't realize that you had done a malacha. In other words, you didn't realize that you were chayav a karbon. And nonetheless, Rashi says that qualifies. The very fact that you have the idea that it was Shabbos is enough to mechalek a new chiyuv, that you have a new chiyuv for the later chiyuv Shabbos. And the case over there of Tzira, where originally it was a Tzira Tchina with a Shigat Shabbos, later on you became aware it was Shabbos, it was a Dadan Shabbos, but then you didn't realize it was usher to do these malachas. The Tosha says, if you see over there that it's still called Hela Mechad, even though you became aware of that which you were not aware of before. So why is this any different? The truth is that Tosis Kasha is stronger even than Tosis himself said. If you look at Rashi himself and Daf Ayin Aleph, Rashi Kimat says the same thing as Tosis here on Rashi, acknowledging that it might be that there's something of a idea, but it's not enough. Rashi says on the top, Sira Goreres Sira Shnia Bikaparasa. The first ksira schleps the other ksira in terms of the kaparo, tchina gereres esatchina hashnia v'niskapru kulan, and everyone is atoned for, the kaimalan, this is the Mishnah Kriso, it's achal shnei vei mechelav v'hela melchad ein ochai v'la achat. It's like a person eats two kezesim with one forgetting, without knowing in between that he did an avera. V'zesha atha shtei ksiros v'hela melchad, this person did two ksiros with one forgetting. He didn't realize that he did an avera in between. Now, Rashi points out, it's not exactly Hela Mecha, Rashi says. After all, there was something that changed in between. He became aware of something that he didn't have an awareness of before. The apple piece, and then he just forgot something else. The apple piece is Rashi. Shehaloma Shoshnia Chalupsach Misho Rishona. In other words, Rashi, in a sense, is almost pointing out that, wait a second, it's not so simple. It's not simply a halamecha. There's something that he gained consciousness of in between. The second halama is different than the first. The second halama is a shigigash malacha. But the first halama was shigash Shabbat, that's no longer here the second time. How could you call it halamecha? It's not the same halam, it's a different halam later on. So, Helam Echadu. So, no, not so. It's still one Helam. Why not? Why is it one Helam? Because bottom line is, he did not become aware of his chet in between. He became aware of a detail that escaped him before. But the fact is, since at the time he became aware of that detail, he still has no idea chachay, so it's still called halam echad, and he can have one carbon for both. The idea chachu de machalek. The chora, Rashi himself is seemingly negating what Rashi himself is over here. Tosis didn't jump on Rashi after the Akaf by quoting Rashi himself, but you see, Rashi himself is barvarning, is being magish this very point. That, yeah, it's, you could say that the idea in between, but that idea is not the kind of idea that's machalic. The type of idea that's machalic has to be idea chay, which is what Tosis says is based on the pasuk Oho de la Patas. So, Chor, Rashi is very difficult. What are we going to say for Rashi? So one mahalach here for Rashi is what the Ramban says and other Rishonim as well. The Ramban says that there really is a slight difference between the idea chet of over here, which is sufficient for Rashi, and the idea chet over there, which is not sufficient. What is that difference? Says the Ramban, the Yishloma lo dami, the Bishloma hasam. Lo noda lo chatatso. Over there by Tzira and Tchina, it's lo noda lo chatatso. Why? Shari yesh lo sidrat melachos. Because when he gains the awareness of Shabbos, now second time that Tzira and Tchina knows it was Shabbos, nevertheless, at that time he doesn't have the idea on melachos. So together with sidrat Shabbos that he gained, he still doesn't have the idea of melachos. And that's why you don't have here a proper Yediyat Chet. Because what's lacking, even though you have a Yediyat Chet vis-a-vis the Shabbos, but you don't have a full Yediyat Chet because you still have Shidat Melachos. Avo Hacha, what is here? Have a Noda Lo Chatasso. It's called Noda. Shabbe Lo Haya Lo Ela Shigat Shabbos. What did he have the first time? The first Shabbos, Shigat Shabbos. Vahari Noda Lo Shu Shabbos. They know that Lo Shem Lachos Asuras Bo. That's also known to him. Then Lachos Aras. Vishahalolum Lachos. He knows that they were Shabbos. He knows that Melachos Aras and Shabbos Chavishik Tzira Tzepar Asir Shabbos. And he knows that these Pa'ulos are Melachos. What's missing? What doesn't he know? That he committed those acts. The Apophis alone know that Lo Shachata. Shabbos Ein Azachos Asir Bo Melachos. There's a chiluk. It's not simply that knowing what you didn't know before is the idea of chalik. Rashi would agree that just the fact that you can access that which you didn't know, that wouldn't be enough to be machalik. It's still hella mechad, like Rashi says on Daf Ayin Aleph. It's still hella mechad because lo noda lo shachata. But the difference is there lo noda lo shachata because you don't have a complete idea chachet. Because at the time that you know it was Shabbos, you don't know that these melachos are us. So you don't grasp that there's an act of chet here involved in doing such a thing. Before you didn't know it because you thought it was not Shabbos, so doing such a thing today is not a melacha, it's not a problem. And later on, you don't think it's a problem to do such a thing because it's not us to do such a thing as Shabbos. So there's no complete idea of chet. However, over here, you have the idea of chet. In what sense? Because you know in between one Shabbos and the other that it was Shabbos. And you know that melachos are after Shabbos, and you know these are things that are melachos. You just don't make that connection to apply to yourself, that therefore you did that and you're chayav karbon. Where Tosfos would hold that to have the idea of chalik, what do you have to have? You have to have the idea that you became chayav karbon. Not just the knowledge of that the chet in general, that such a thing would constitute a chet. What does Tosfos hold about? You have to have a idea that you are chayiv a karbon. What is Ramban saying for Rashi? What's sufficient to create idea lechalik? If you have a idea that such a thing is us in every way. This pa'ula is us. That idea comes to you between one Shabbos and the other. Because you realize that it was Shabbos. And therefore you know that such a thing would be us on Shabbos. Here,
sins at the time that you became aware of Shabbos. You're not aware that the Melacha is Esther, so then you don't have a full Yediyas Aseh. Now the Ramban doesn't explain that much, but the Ran, this has another twist, which maybe gives a little more of a sharpening. Again, it's in the old Chidushei Ritvah. If you don't have the Chidushei Ran, look in the old Ritvah, it's the same thing. Okay, so I want to read the Ran. You'll see in a second what the Ramban is saying is.
No, in the first year, in Hassan.
In the case of Ksira, Gareth Ksira, it's not called a Yediyas Chait because true, that which you forgot, you now remember. But that's not Yediyah L'chalek. Yediyah L'chalek has to do with Yediyah Chait. In that respect, Ramban and Rashi are on agreement with Tosfos. Oh, Hodai Rav Chatata. What's the difference? Hodai Rav Chatata doesn't have to mean that you became aware that you are an Ischai of a carbon. It doesn't have to relate to you in terms of recognizing your liability in terms of your Chiyuv carbon. It's sufficient if what comes to you between one Maisa there and the other is what? A idea that what you did is constituting a Maisa Avera. Now, in the case of the Fahin Aleph, that's not present. Because although what you become aware of, that the day was Shabbos, but at the same time that you became aware that the day was Shabbos, you forgot that the Melachos of Hashem Shabbos. So you still are lacking a Yediyas Chait. You're lacking that such a thing is a chait. Because it's Shigdas Melachos. Over here, you have all that information. It's just that you didn't realize that you did the act, that if it's a chait, you were carved. Tosfos says, you need to have Yediyas Chait that you have a chiyuv carved. Rashi will hold, you don't have to have Atzidei Kach, idea of that you're chayv a carved. You just have a idea that the act is a chait. Now the Ran just gives it one more twist. The Ran says, see, he starts out in quoting Rashi. It's a Yediyah L'chalek, because that which was a shogeg beforehand was no devil now. He compares it to neither, we'll see in a minute. But then he asks Akasha from Abaye and Revelator by Ksira and China in the middle of the piece, in Toma Tikshi L'Rabbe V'Abaye from the Gemara Kotz V'Tochan Ki Gugeret V'Shabbat Shabbat Ad Malach V'Kotzar V'Chaz V'Tochan Ki Gugeret V'Zon Shabbat Shigat Malach Yom Mechai V'Lachad Alma Sphira Lula Apopish and Noda Lobin Tain Mashin Nelam Yimenu. See, that's how we originally went Rashi. But before we knew the Gemara and Tosfos Kasher, we said, what's Shan Rashi? If that which you forgot became now known to you, that's Yediyah L'chalek. That's enough to create now two separate Mechaivim and Karbon. So here too, that which was forgotten became known to you. You originally didn't know it's Shabbat, and that became known to you in between. Nevertheless, Kim Shalom no de Loshachata, Sare Nishad Shalom Harama Acher, the new Harama kicked in. Well, how do you deal with Chalik? The Hachinami Maishna says, the Ran, the Ikikal Amema de Lodami, the Vishloma Hassam, Sare Nishad Shalom Harama Beinian Hachet Atma. That Harama that came kicked in again with the second, when you became aware, you became also forgetful. You became aware of one thing, you forgot something else. So that thing that you once again forgot, the Malachos, was that was Vinogea the Chait itself, the Inyan Achait Atma, says the Ranchi. And why is that called more the Inyan Achait more than over here? Here you forgot that you did it, right? Se'iru ha'isa lo osa halama v'tchila ha'ya osa osa chait atmo sa'asa. That halama of Shigas Malachos would have, if you would have had that halama v'tchila, would have also not would have you have done the Avera based on the fact that you didn't think anything wrong. Masha Ekri the Machnisan came to know the Losha Osa Yom Shabbat, having know the Kol Inyan Hachet, Ad She Ivu Hoyo Dea Mitchila Masu Idea Akshav, Ro Yahoyo Osevu. The Kol Kai Gabna have you deal a Chalik, Afibu Shaina Tachos Ata Malacha, the Lo know the Losha Chata Mamish. So the Ran is a little more elaborate here. You don't need Shechata Mamas, that's for sure. That's what Tosus differs from Rashi. But the Ran just adds this twist that when we define Yediyah Sachet, it means that you know that everything you know now would stop you from doing what? The Aveira. In other words, if you have all the information that, based on that information, you would not do the Aveira, that's called your DSSA. If what you have now, the total picture, you would still go ahead and do that Aveira, because that which you don't know would therefore justify in your mind doing that Aveira, Mikana Lahaba. Like a case of when you became aware that it was Shabbat, you forgot subsequently that it was Atzidut Malachos. That's that court, property of DSSA. Mashenkin over here, you have all that you need to know in order that you would not be chotek. That's put the DSSA. Even though you don't have the idea that you are chayv a carbon based on what you did, that suddenly eluded you. But that does not affect the definition of the DSSA. Idea sachet and mechalik between one of them and the other, you don't need idea that you have a carbon, but you need the idea that a complete awareness of the pieces that go into defining something as a chet. If you have all the information, that information tells you that such a thing is usher and you can't do it, that's all you need to create a chiluk between one act of Avera and the other. That's a chiddush that emerges from the way Ramban and the Ran and the Rishonim understand Shita's Rashi.
That's an idea from Rashi, because Rashi in Ayin Aleph, when he describes it, he says, so, halamecha, we do not know they alone, chato. Mashma, not that you don't know that it's a chet in general, mekol ha'olam kula, but you didn't realize chato.
I hear your deal. Right? You're saying, chato, the Rashi of Rashi, the Lord of chato, you're saying is mashma more that you are focused.
And he's your chato.
The truth is, in that, see, Rashi is not coming there to Machalik in this and the Mishnah. So Rashi doesn't have to be as precise. I mean, Rashi can use the expression, although the chet, well, you don't really know, you don't know your chet. So, more Mizuyik, in other words, would have been to say, well, no, the chet itself. Yeah. Now, who else is Machavin to these Rishonim? The Ramban and the Ran? The Ritva, who else is Machavin? The Masha. The Masha already says the same thing. Masha recognizes that this is a difference, but the Masha says Tosus was not nachis to that. Tosus felt that that's not good enough. It's more too subtle. What do we do with the second kasha of Tosus? The second kasha was the pasuk. Why do you need a pasuk? If this is a properly biyasachet in Machal, then who needs the pasuk of Shmira L'chol Shabbos for Shabbos? So that also is addressed by the Ramban. Ramban says basically this chidush itself is not something that one could have come upon and stumbled upon by itself. In other words, after the pasuk, Megaleta, Halacha, the Shmira, for Shabbos to Shabbos, we interpret the pasuk in this fashion. That the Torah is machadish to us that an idea of such a nature, which is not an idea tachet of that the Gavra being chayav karb, it's an idea tachet that in the abstract, that such a thing is a chet, and therefore based on this information, you would not go ahead and do such a thing. That's enough to create a din of chiluk katos. That's because of the pasuk. That's basically what the Ramban wants to say to answer the Rivam's question.
Isn't that implying that the Pashas is like Tosos, and the Pashas coming through, I mean, the Havim will be like Tosos, and the Pashas coming through the Chadesh, that
yeah,
in order to
be correct. So, Chor, in other words,
the Pashas, although in Svarah, the most easiest way to break Halamah, if the Shogig is just that you forgot what the halacha is, and in order to break that shogeg, I mean, at first glance, the way to break the halama would be to just remember what you did, to remember what's wrong. I would think that.
Svar pshuta, svar pshuta, svar pshuta.
Why is the svar pshuta? Why is the svar pshuta? Why is the svar pshuta?
Okay, oh, hold that, you love chatas, svar pshuta. You have to know.
Why is
that? No, no.
That's the point. But for some reason, puts them, the other kind of bringing it in.
The Rashi Tosfos is quoting is no Gemara. It's no Gemara that actually says the position. Right. Tosfos is learning. That's not supposed to be the the Torah says, the Torah has to tell you that you have to find out you didn't have there in order to be cut. Obviously, if you don't know you did it, then you don't know to bring a carver because you don't know anything happened. So it wasn't something to tell you that you became known to you. There are dresses for that. There are other dresses. So what should you do? Acherim. That issue remains Rabbanan, there are drushes. The Tosfos says, separate from all that, the Torah is telling you that creates your chiyuv. And without that, it's all halamecha. So the Rabban is apparently conceding that even for Rashi, that apparently there should be, without this special halacha, that Shmuel for Shabbos for Shabbos, I would require a idea that you are chosen, you're chayav karbon. Well, you think you have to ask yourself, I think maybe you're getting to this. But I think you have to ask yourself this. Now that you have a pasuk, yeah? The pasuk is megala something, right? The pasuk reveals to us that you don't need an idea that you're chayav karbon. It's enough to have an idea tachet. Is this halacha unique to Shabbos? Shmira l'chol Shabbos to Shabbos, since they have a svara to it, but it's talking about Shabbos. So when it comes to the chiluk melachos or chiluk chatot, as you say, of Shabbos, all you need is yediyat hachet in the abstract. But let's imagine a person ate chela, yeah, and he didn't know that it was chela. And then in the middle, something happened. He realized it was chela. But at the time he realized it was chela, suddenly it escaped him that he had eaten the chela. And then he eats chelov again, not knowing again, he forgot that it was chelov. Now, would he bring one carbon or two?
It's sort of cheaper even by Shabbos, so therefore by...
The Ramban doesn't say it to you. The Ramban holds not that way. The Svara Pshuta, according to the Ramban, is apparently with Tosfos.
Once the Torah was Mechadish, the Svara...
That's what we want to know. The Chora, now that Torah says what it says, is the Torah telling this to you for everything?
He's
saying there is a substitute there, and then there's a pasuk that you think that would come to most even a substitute there. Okay, so now after the pasuk, we're back to assuming it's true everywhere. Okay. Let's just see. What is the Russian Ramban? When the Ramban says, I'm trying to find it inside the Ramban, when he says that the answer is a pasuk tells it to you, where's with those two lines of Ramban where he says it in response to this other passage? It's Shlomo de Lodami, that's the verse. Then he brings the Gemara by Nida, and then we'll talk about that. First of all, it's interesting. The Russian is Noda Lo Shigigotso. You've been making a big spiel about Rashi, Noda Lo Cheto, right? That sounds like it's more than just the abstract idea. The Ramban also uses the Russian, Noda Lo Shigigotso. And yet, the Ramban doesn't mean in the sense that Yochai Bakarba. It could be Rashi also didn't mean anything more than that. Yeah, no, right. No Shigigotso, what?
That Shigigotso is his shogun. He remembered what he had. He forgot. Rashi is more problematic because he's referring to the actual chait, the fact that he did the maisa.
Shigan is here, that's synonymous, no? Shigaga and chait, the Ramban also means this. You don't need to know Yechiv Karbon. It's enough, even though no de lo shechata, it was no de lo shigigasa. In other words, I don't know. I mean, it's a strange lesson. Shigigotso. It's not shechata. It's not that I was a chote. I didn't know that I did that in my sin. But it was no devil shigigotso. I knew that I knew my shgaga. Let's call it, I knew my shgaga. I knew that this was a shgaga. Not that I knew that I did it to the that therefore I'm chayav a karsh. That you don't need. I need to know chet o. I need to know that it's my that such a thing would for me be a chay. Not that I know that I did it and therefore I'm chayav a karsh for doing. That you don't need. That's if you look at the Ran earlier, can use the term halama, but then he goes back to I think the way the Ran had. But again, again, the Ramban says that's the pasuk. Now, does this pasuk now tell you that this is a cloud all over, or is it limited? The truth is that to answer this question, it's a little bit unfair because you have to really see the sugya increases. This sugya increases is really a hard sugya to even go to pasuk just to read the Gemara Cheshbon at the Gemara, but we have to pasuk do it in order to understand what Tosis is now about to do. But keep this point in your back of your mind, because the Maisa, it would seem from at least one way in terms of explaining the Mishnah Krisus, the Gemara is going to, I mean, the Gemara is Nidan and Nida to Shabbos. And one of the ways that Tosafot is going to address this, one of the ways to interpret the question that was posed in the Mishnah Krisus about Shabbos, right, has to do with this very issue. Which for Rashi translates into that no dalo, yepshishlo no dalo bintayim. And the Gemara, I mean, the Gemara works it out in the Mishnah that there's a comparison to neither. So l'chora, we are going beyond Shabbos. L'chora, once you go back to Gemara Krisus and we take all this into Gemara Krisus, you see it's not special l'chora to Shabbos. But then again, why are we going out to Nida? The Mishnah says, based on what principle? I know after you fellows got a chance to go look at Kavachoma. So let's say it's not a Kavachoma, it's not a case of faith. So what would you say there? If it's not based on Kavachoma, then we go back to the basic story. What? That's at the end. That's at the end. Right. That's okay. The truth is this. I mean, there are two things you have to do. You have to finish the Tosis and discuss the Inyan of Nida, and then we'll see the Ramban in that. And then we have to come back here again and see if maybe there's no whole other way to understand Pshat and Rashi. Not the way that Tosis understood Rashi, and not even the way that Ramban understood Rashi. Now, that's what we have to do. But maybe we should at least now begin a little bit to frame the Sugyan Krisus, just to get a little bit familiar with it, in order to appreciate what Tosis is now about to bring in the next half of Tosis. Is there a Gemara Krisus? Maybe someone can. Okay. We'll just simply for a few minutes to frame the issue, so you know, over Shabbos, and then Sunday you'll be able to, you know, a little more comfortable with it, and then work through the next half of Tosis. The Mishnah, there's a Mishnah in Krisus in Daf Tes Zayin. Rabbi Akiva posed a question of Rabbi Eliezer. And the question was posed in the following way. This is how he expressed the question. Ha'osem melachos harday b'shabbosos harday ne'en melacha achas behelen achas. A lot of variables wrapped all in together. Okay. What's clear? Let's begin to dissect. You did a lot of melachos of many Shabbat, right? That's simple enough. But what you did was me'in melacha achas. In other words, that sounds like it's not that you did necessarily different avos. You did different todos, but all those todos were part of one av. So there's enough that there are numerous factors here in this question, in terms of deciding how many kavanas you should bring over all these actions that you did over the many weeks. There's a question in terms of, first of all, we don't know exactly what the nature of the shgaga was. and we have to decide in terms of whether there's a chiluk in terms of one Shabbos and the other, and by what principle, what makes it that you have new chiluk because it's a new Shabbos. And then you have the question of the fact that with a toga, there is togos of one av. And that was a question posed, so we have to figure out what the question was. And the question he raises: Chai v'achat al kuan or chai v'kuan v'yachat? He said, one chiyuv is there, a separate chiyuv. To which Rabbi Eliezer responds, Amalo, chai v'kuachas v'yachat. I'm telling you, the answer is you chai for each one. Each individual act of chilul Shabbos is generating a separate chiyuv. How do I know? Mikal v'chomer. Mikal v'chomer. He brings this from Nida. He has the Kal V'chomer when it comes to Nida, which does not have as many ramifications, not as many inyanim like Shabbos. It's just for the Bia itself, and you're chayiv yet by Nida, as Rashi says, al kol Bia u'Bia. Let's say a person has one helem, doesn't know that there's an Eastern Nida by Torah, and he's Ba El Chamesh Nida. So it's one helem. Usually you do one Aveira, the helem Echad, there's only one cut. Here, the Bezeris are cussed. The El Isha Benida Samasa, Yechai for each woman, that's called Gufin Mukhlakit. The fact that the second night's Aveira took place with a new Chapcha, the Guf, is enough to Mechai the separate carbon. Yes, so that was a Kavu Chomer. So therefore, and that is true, and certainly Shabbat to be chayiv for each one. But how exactly does Nida answer the specific Shiloh of Shabbat? We have to work out. Does it really? What was the Shiloh of Shabbat? And how does Nida come to solve that? And is the Kavu Chomer really relevant to whatever the Shiloh was? All of this is going to have to be worked out. Anyway, Rabbi Kiva brings up on this value and says, wait, Nida, Shayataros. So it's different. So there's a chumrah to Nida. It's two ways. Shabbos is not that way. So he says, what about the case of Nida with the Ketana, where it's not two ways? And yet there's also the din of Chai L'Klachas V'Yachas. Anyway, good. Comes the Gemara and says, what is the Shabbos? Ma'ika Bo'imine. One way to understand the Shabbos, the Gemara says, is how do you view each Shabbos? What presents an interesting story? That Shabbos is like Gufa. Interesting thing to think about. When it comes to Nida, we say each Nida is its own Guf, right? And therefore there's a new Machalek, a Machalek called Gufin Mukhlak. The same Aveira is committed, this all one Halamacha, but a different Guf. Each woman Nida is a separate Guf. So there's a new Chiyu based on the topic that we learn now, Gufin Mukhlak. So maybe one can view a person who does malacha on Shabbat Pasuk Brady, the person who does the same malacha, Havisha, Shabbat Pasuk Noah, as comparable to Gufin Mukhlaki. What did he not know? He didn't know Havisha was us. So Chora, you should take just the struggle about the malacha as one Avera, the Helen Echad, that's the only one part. But just like by Nida, it's one Helen. Doesn't know neither does it. But if he does it with two different women, so the chest of the Aveira was distinct each time, that's the machalik for carbon also. The Gemara is presenting such a svar by Shabbos as well. That if I do an act of Chilul Shabbos, one Shabbos, and another Shabbos, the very fact that you did a second Shabbos is like Gufin Mukhlak. Rashi learned it because if I would have done a different Mukhlak. And if that would be the Shaila, then what's troubling in the Russian of the Mishnah? Because he threw in something else as well. He didn't just say, if you do Malacha, Tabi, Shabbat, Tabi. What did he add? Me'in Malacha. He did it comparable, Me'in, I told us of one up. So what is he being mad at? Just say, Ha'osha, Malacha, Shabbat, Tabi. And the question is, what would be the question? A new idea. That Shabbos is like Gufin Mukhlak. This would mean Lamasha. And we get to this in further in Marcuse. That when we read our Mishnah, right? And it says in the case of the Mishnah, the third case, that you knew it was Shabbos and you did many malachos. Now, what was the shgaga in the third case of the Mishnah? You didn't know the malachos were. It says you're chayav each malacha. But if we were to argue gufin muflakin, then what would be the halacha? You'd be chayav each malacha. Which may not be what the Mishnah means, or maybe you learn further in Tisha, right? Rashi and before is not that way, right? And Rabba in Tisha also says clearly it's not that way. He doesn't say so called Shabbat to Shabbat. But Rav Chisda, which is what Tosis is going to discuss here in the past, Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda's shot in our Mishnah in Shabbos in Kal Gadol is that in the third case of the Mishnah, the Chiyuv is not just an Ish Malacha, it's an Ish Malacha B'Shabbos. Right. So Rashi, no, you did many Malachos, the Shabbos is Shabbos, you're Chayav an Ish Malacha. But the Shabbos is each Malacha for each Shabbos, or each Malacha one for all the Shabbos. The Rabba interprets our Mishnah, each Malacha not for each Shabbos, each Malacha not for each. And that's how Rashi here is going. Which is really only one Shita in Amirayim in Kriyshu. But again, according to Rav Chisda in Kriyshu, it's going to come out that Rav Ashi went to Shad and Gemara, that Chisda learned different ways in the Mishnah. I'm only introducing this so that I'll become a little more familiar when you go through the Gemara. You have to see the whole Shuvah in order to appreciate what Tosfos is going to be discussing. So this is how the Gemara begins to present a possible Svara in the Shiloh of Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. The Shaila would be if Shabbat is given Muflakin or not, which would therefore be a basis for Machayat for every Malacha per Shabbat. So the difficulty with saying that is, why bring in the fact that it was Me'im Malach, that it was Tolkien? Took about up. On the other hand, what could have been the Shaila? The Shaila could have been the Shaila in terms of Toldas itself. Is a Tolda itself a Machalat? If you do many Toldas, so the Halacha is you do many different Avos on a Shabbat, Avishik, Tzira, Zviya, the Chayiv corresponding to the number of Malachos that you did. That's what you call Chiyuv Malachos. True, it's Losata for Malachos, it's all one overriding Easter, but there's a special Halacha of Chiyuv Malachos. It's as if it would be a separate Avera and a separate Chavon Chazit. That's true if you talk about separate Avos. If you do same Av in different ways, through various Toldos is the same Av. So, however, there isn't a din of Chiyuv Malachos when it comes to Toldos. But maybe there is. Maybe that was the question here. Maybe Rabbi Akiva's question had to do with, can you save your chayv a separate carbon for each Tolda, even though it's of the same act? And for sure, if you do a Tolda by itself, you machuiv a carbon chayv. What if you do separate Toldos of the same act? But if that were the question, so then what should be the question in the Mishnah? Ha'osha Malachos Tzadeh Me'im Malach Achas. Why bring in the Shabbat Shabbat? So that's how the Gemara sets itself up in the beginning. And the Gemara ends up saying, and this is going to be true according to all three Ukintas in the Mishnah, that basically there was a double question that was asked. Rabbi Akiva wanted to put everything in the hot seat. He wanted to put everything on the table. And he wanted to hear how Rabbi Elazar would respond to all of these variables. So he said, you're doing many Toldos. He specifically wanted to hear what Rabbi Elazar would say to that. And he also wanted to hear the issue in terms of separate Shabbat. See, separate Shabbat is hard. And ultimately, Rabbi Elazar said, Yechayv al Kolachas Yachas. What he was really saying was, on both counts, there's a basis to be Machalik. There's a basis to be Machalik for every Shabbat, and there's a basis to be Machalik for every Torah. Now, the Gemara is going to say, and this all this passage just to have a better Havana when you go through the Gemara. The Gemara is going to end up pointing out that this Mishnah in Perek Kavadah, at the end of the Mishnah, what do you see how the Mishnah holds about the question of Toda? It says, there's no separate carbon for Toda. Right? You do many Todos, Me'im Lacha Achat, Enachai Velach HaTisach. So clearly, this Mishnah's author is not who? Not at all. And yet, the Mishnah also says something earlier about Chiluk Shabbatah, right? In the case of Shigdat Shabbat. And also talks about Chiluk Malachos, which may imply that there is no Chiluk Shabbat. Which therefore has to speak to the question of what Rabbi Elazar responded to Rabbi Akiva, and whether Rabbi Akiva agreed with the response. I'll leave it at that. In other words, the Idach Pirusha Gil Gemara, right? you begin to look through the Gemara carefully in Gemara pieces. Get a comfort, feeling comfortable with just the classic shot in the Gemara. Go through the basic, you know, Shaka Vitaria, most of them are days. And then the piece on Yud-Zayin, which is what Tosis addresses in the question now with Nida. And then that last piece, so you understand Shad at the end of Tosis. Just to get that, and then go to the Ramban, how Tosis asks on Rashi in the case of Nida. And then we'll have to come back to the Ikib Shad in Rashi, and that we'll look at the Rashash to see maybe how we can understand Rashi in an entirely different way than we've been explaining it. Let me say a little something before we get to the question. There's a very interesting Rashi in the Parsha, which really is not a Rashi, it's a Makar, it's a Mishnah in Maisha Shemi. We have the Parsha of Bidri Maisha in the Torah. The Chala Rashi of Komaka Purasa. Person swiping in a 7-year cycle, Erev Pesach, makes a declaration, Biyarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis, I've gotten rid of all of the matanos that have to go to the Levi, to the Ger, Maitre Rishon, Maitre Sheni, Maitre Ani, and I treat it all properly, etc. Shamati B'Kol Hashem Elokai, Yafisi K'Kol Hashem Tzidisani. In other words, person declares before HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he did everything that he should have done, and then it concludes Hashkifam on Katzucham and Hashemayim. Hashem should look, you should look down from your heavens, and you should bless your people and bless the land. Kasher Mishpat Rav Yisrael Eretz Avat Cholav Dvash. So Pasha, you read the Pasha Hashkifam on Katzucham and Hashemayim, and you say, okay, what is it? It's a china, it's a bracha, it's a wish that you should look down at us in favor. Look at Rashi on this pasuk. Hashkifa mon katzucha. Rashi says, and again, the source of Rashi is a Sifrei, and it's also in the Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni in the fifth parak. Arsinu ma shegazarta aleinu, asei ata ma shealecha lasos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have done our part, what you told us to do, therefore you do what you're supposed to do. Very a bit jarring, no? We come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we speak in this bold way that we've done our part, you have to do your part. It's almost like an we're entitled here. We've done our part, now you have to do your part, you have to come through. The Malbim asks the question. Malbim struggles to understand, how can you do such a thing? In fact, it would seem to violate a lot in the Torah. What is on this idea that Rav Los Nashlis Hashem Elokeichem Kasher Nisisim Bamasa? You're not allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person is not supposed to say that I'm going to do mitzvos, you know, because I'm expecting you to give me something in return. Person is supposed to do mitzvos with Shema. But how can a person here suggest that I'm doing these things because I expect you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do your part? It's not proper. It's not the normal way a person relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malbim points out that maybe the answer is based on a Gemara in Tainus in Daf Tess. The Gemara says that there's one exception to the Rav of Lo Sinatsu. What is that exception? Maisa. The Gemara says that Asher Ta'asher, Asher B'Shvil Shatis Asher. If you give Maisa, you will become wealthy. How does one know? You can actually try it out and see. Is it permitted to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To say, I'm going to do this in order to see whether I'm going to get wealthy? Yes, it's permitted when it comes to Maisa. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk in Malachi, U'bechanuni na bezos amar Hashem, imo eftach lachem esrugat Hashemayim, v'rikoshi lachem bracha ad beludai. You can test me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you permission. When it comes to Maisa, you can actually do it with Shem Tzchat. And see that I'm going to come through for you. So the Malbim says, here we're talking about the inyan of Maiser, we're talking about giving all the various matanos, and this goes under the heter of Asher B'Shoshidus Asher, etc. Could be that we can even explain based on this
Malbin, a Rashi in Parshas Vayera, which is again a medrash in many places, that the medrash says hashkifa is a term that's usually used in a negative way. Like Parshas Vayera, Rashi discusses the pasuk vayashkifu al pnei Sodom, that the malachim peering to go out towards Sodom to destroy it. Kol hashkafa shev mikra is l'ra, except for this one. Hashkifu mon katzacham and hashemayim is l'tova. Why? Rashi's expression shigadu koach matnas aniyim, that's mahapich midas hadin to midas harachamim. Kol hashkafa shev mikra l'ra, chutz mi'ashkif mon katzacha, shigadu koach matnas aniyim shahofech midas harogez l'rachamim. The power of matnas aniyim is transforming the midas hadin to midas harachamim. What does it mean that the term hashgafa is a bad term? The hashkif means not just to look, it means to peer, to steer intently, to look in a penetrating way. Right? Why is it normally associated with something negative? Because even if something appears good on the surface, the more intense the look, the more you look carefully, the more you begin to notice that it's not as perfect as it seems. That's so nice. You get to notice the blemishes. When a person comes to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, look at me, we don't want that. We don't want a Kadosh Baruch Hu to look at us in such a way that puts us, you know, under the microscope, so to speak. So every little, you know, shalom ishma, every little niya, every little, you know, midarah, suddenly will be exposed. Hashgafa has a bad term, has a bad context, because of the notion of the more that you look carefully, nobody's perfect. But the answer is, when it comes, therefore you can't come to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, I'm entitled. Yeah, I think I'm good, I think I'm a tzaddik. Yeah, look carefully, look again. The more I look at you, the more I see you're not so perfect. But the answer is, when it comes to something like Midas Matnas Aniyim, which is part of the union of Maisa, so that's where Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you can do it. You can say, I'm entitled. You can say, come and come through for me. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us permission. The Malbim goes on and says something more. He says, it's not just that, but there's something else here as well. That there's a difference between the way a person can ask Hashkifa and the way typically a person would ask for Kadosh Baruch Hu to give reward. A person can be Oved Hashem Amanas L'kabel Pras, and that's not a good thing. Right, that's not lishma. But that's when a person looks at it as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me reward for me, because I want it and I need it and I deserve it. That's not the ultimate level of Avodas Hashem, as we know. On the other hand, a person can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give schar, to give reward, not because it's for me, because I need it, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is for you. This is what you want to do. This is what you are. You're a Tov and Neitiv. You want to give schar. This is the Kadosh Baruch Hu's essence, to be Mashpia, Bracha. Kadosh Baruch Hu, give it not for us, give it for you. That, says the Malbim, is a higher level even than normal Avodas Hashem. That's ultimate Lishma. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're doing it for you. You should be able to bless us because you want to be able to do that for us. And the Malbim wants to learn Pshat and the Pasuk in Vayera based on this. It says, I know Avram is going to instruct his children, the Shema Derech Hashem, Rashi Stuck on Mishpat, the prophet concludes, Raman Havi Hashem al Avram Eitha Shadidar Allah. In order Hashem should bring on Avram that which he spoke on him. It sounds as if Avram is telling his children to be over Hashem in order that Hashem should give back. That's Amanat Rekabal Pras. How could it be? Avram would not want to instruct his children to be over Hashem, not to Kabal Pras. Says the Malbim, no. The Pshat is Hashem should do it for himself, because Hashem wants to be those things. Hashem wants it to be that way. The Beit HaLevi in Parshas B'Truma talks about the inyan of Onik Shabbos, and a similar idea. He says that we find a person can give stuck on Nas Yechia B'ni, and it's Harit Tzadik Gamur. It's a good thing. How could it be? It's Am Nas Shelo Ishma. Says the Beit HaLevi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Sheyechia B'nei. If a person is Maimin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Ratzon Hashem.
And that's what he says is the same thing by Oneg Shabbos. A person eats Shabbos and is Ma'anis Oneg in Shabbos. Oneg means to enjoy it. You shouldn't tell yourself, I shouldn't enjoy the Tzont in Shabbos. You should say, I'm enjoying the Tzont because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to enjoy the Tzont. That's because Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be Mis'anig. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu wishes of his Mis'anig, then that's part of the union of the mitzvah, to feel the tainug in the mitzvah, and to feel the joy, to feel the pleasure. There's a very amazing comment in the Egli Tal, in Hadamah. The Egli Tal, of course, the classic sefer on Shabbos, Melachos Shabbos, by the Avni Nezer. And he talks about the union of learning Torah and enjoying it, getting a geshmak, learning. So he says, I remember hearing from some people who are Torah Mider HaSeichel, and they talk about, they say that Limud Torah HaKdosha, the person is Mis'aneg in his learning, it's not Limud HaTorah L'shma. Limud HaTorah L'shma means to learn without any geshmak, just to learn and to just do the same mitzvah. But if you misanig the limudo, it's having misarig the limudo gam hanoas atzno, and that's not practical. The ultimate level is to do it with any feeling of pleasure. Well, the emes de poes neforsa, the adavam, ki zehu ikar mitzvah limud haTorah, liosas v'sameach u'misanig the limudo, v'oz divrei Torah minivroim b'damo. The ikar mitzvah of limud haTorah is to enjoy it, to feel good, to feel pleasure. And that's what makes a person double good Torah. And it's the same idea. Because the feeling of pleasure is part of what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants in doing the mitzvah. That doesn't take away from the mitzvah. That defines the mitzvah. There's a Malbim in explaining the difference between the Lashon of She'ela and the Lashon of Bakasha. We mentioned yesterday the pasuk in Mizmor Chav Zayin of Rav Dov Shemori. Achas sho'alti me'is Hashem osa avakesh. So what's the difference between the word sha'alti and the word avakesh? Sha'alti is she'ela, and avakesh is from bakasha. What's the difference between she'ela and bakasha? So the Malbim says that she'ela is l'mashal, a person says, I want $1,000, I want to ask you for $1,000 in order that I should be able to rent a hotel room for a month. So now, the asking the $1,000 is a she'ela, but the having the hotel room is the bakasha. What am I really, what do I want it for? I want it for the purpose of having the be able to stay there and renting the room. Or better, not in a hotel room. To buy a condo, whatever it is. To buy a house. So the means is the she'ela and the end is the bakasha. If a person says, I want to be able to have that house, I want that hotel room, that's what I want, then the she'ela is the bakasha. It's the same thing. So Mela the Kshan the Pasuk is Achas Sha'alti Me'is Hashem Osa Avakesh. David HaMelech says, that which I'm asking from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the Bakasha itself. It's Hainu Hach. Shifti Be'is Hashem Kol Yimei Chaya. I'm asking you for that which I want. I'm not asking you for something that therefore, you know, when I have that, I'll be able to have something which ideally, which is really what I want. I'm asking for the top of this. That's the bottom line. That's what I want. I want Shifti Be'is Hashem. In other words, what does Rabbi Amel say? I want Torah Lishma. And what does it say the next words of the Pasuk? Rachos Benoam Hashem Uvake Be'echo. And the Torah Lishma is also Rachos Benoam Hashem. It's not a contradiction. The Torah Lishma is also the feeling, the sweetness of Torah. Part of the union of learning, a person should feel excited, a person should feel geshmak, a person should feel that this is, you know, literally, chiyem chayenu. You know? Otherwise, the channel for excitement will find other outlets. And the Torah just becomes more like an O and a yoke, and then there's no chiyus. To the contrary, we have to make it an opportunity for chiyus, and we have to use that as an outlet, and don't let the Yitzhahara tell us that somehow there's something wrong with this. To the contrary. Even the bakasha of hashkif mon katzucha, which is as gashmis as you can get, the Malbim says that is the ultimate also lishma. As long as a person's focus is on, I want this in order because this is what you want from me. The Beis HaLevi says, I want to have a good, enjoy my Shabbat meal because you want me to enjoy a good Shabbat meal. As long as your focus is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then even that which is so called gashmis and seemingly shalom lishma really can be transformed itself into an lishma. Have everyone should feel comfortable taking as many cookies as you like.
please pass around the whatever it is, the cookies, and make a brush.